Hi, I'm Jody, and I'm intolerant.
And I'm Peter, and I'm hungry.
And I'm Jackie, and I'm really thirsty.
What the? Who's this?
This is our sister-in-law, Jackie, and she's come to us today because she was really...
Oh, drinking.
Jackie likes to drink, and not just, you know, water or hot chocolate.
Can you drink water, Jody? Because...
Well, only if it's not cross-contaminated water, yes.
Okay. So Jackie's here because she just wanted to come and drink some alcohol with us, eh, Jackie?
That's right. I'm always up for that.
So today we're going to try out some Jody-friendly alcohol, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so what's wrong with normal alcohol? What's wrong with beer?
Beer is usually made from hops, which contains wheat, which is gluten.
Okay, gluten. And
like, simple answer, people, yeah, simple yeah. answer.
So what about wine or
wine's good.
Wine is good. Wine is tasty and delicious if you can drink it. So
what's wrong with wine? What do you mean if you can drink it?
Well, a lot of people, there is gluten-free wine, so a lot of people who are gluten-free can still have gluten-free wine.
You can't drink it if you're under 18.
Oh, thank you, Jackie. We may never have known.
Drink responsibly.
We may never have known if Jackie wasn't here. Children, get out of the room. All of you under 18-year-olds, get out.
Yeah, this isn't a child-friendly podcast.
Yeah, R18. Ask your parents before listening.
So back to wine.
Oh, yeah, okay. So wine, basically you can get gluten-free wine. That's not a problem. Sometimes the additives that they put in wine can make it contain gluten, but a lot of wines, a lot of gluten-free people can still have. The big problem with it in terms of allergies is sulfites, which is a chemical that tends to be a byproduct of grapes, but is also a preservative. So a preservative that they use to make sure that the wine doesn't go off any further, which is weird because it's fermented, which is a little bit off, but just saying.
Yeah. No, yeah. The food scientist has looked it up. So, sulfites.
No. The food scientist has accessed Wikipedia instead of his degree knowledge.
Shush. I knew this, but I needed to check on Wikipedia because, you know, that's a reliable source. So, sulfites occur naturally in all wines, but they add it, just like Jody said, to preserve the wine.
Basically, to stop it from over-fermenting.
Yeah. And, yeah. When you have it, especially if you're asthmatic, it can make you a bit stuffed up.
Now, he doesn't sound very sure of himself, no, so I'm just going to reword that. So there are different types of reactions that you can have to sulfites. Some people, especially people with like irritable bowel syndrome and stuff like that, it can just really irritate their bodies. Autoimmune disease, it's an irritant as well. And for some people who have like asthma type allergies and eczema, it can exacerbate those allergies as well and bring on asthma attacks or skin rashes. Jackie would know all about that, wouldn't you, Jackie?
Sounds like they're related to mites, sulfites.
Sulfites, mites?
Yeah.
I'll go now.
So what have we got here that you can drink, Jody?
Well, today we've brought along two of my ciders that I can drink. So I can't drink wine, I can't drink beer, but I can drink cider. So I have, firstly, my favourite one in the entire world, which is so delicious. And you guys are going to love it. And if you don't, you better just fake it. Rochdale cider. And my favourite one is a three berry cider. And this is made by the McCashin family. And basically, it has...
Since 1941.
Basically, the ingredients in this is apple juice, boysenberries, raspberries, black currants, and yeast. And that's about it. Oh, I always laugh when I look at the back of this because it has like, it's made with pure paleo water.
Ooh, paleo.
Yeah, and paleo is like that caveman diet thing. And I always wonder exactly what like stringent process they've put the water through to make sure it's really caveman water.
They probably got it out of a cave. Hey.
Yeah, filled with sulfites.
No, this one is, says at the bottom, no preservatives, gluten free. Totally awesome. So that's cider number one. Mm-hmm. And cider number two is Saxton's apple cider. Also comes in pear, but today we're going for apple. Crafted in Nelson, New Zealand. Pretty much this one is no additives, no preservatives, no added sugar, just straight up apples. It's pretty similar to the other one. It's just an apple one instead of a berry.
Okay.
Are you excited, Jackie?
I'm excited, but I am concerned because I've listened to the podcast before, and gluten-free products, though they contain less gluten, that is, often cost a lot more. Can I afford to drink tonight?
Yeah, like that chocolate we ate.
I can confirm you can afford to drink tonight because I have paid for all the cider here. Oh. So, although we will accept a $50 donation at the door when you leave. Thank you. No. So the Saxton cider is very reasonably priced. So you're looking at about $2.50 a bottle.
So it's the same as just buying any
regular cider.
Yeah, same as regular cider. You buy a 4-pack, $10. Your night's good.
So what you're telling me is that alcohol is one of the only products where you can entertain your gluten-free friends with a clear conscience that they will go home with only alcohol-induced sickness.
Yes.
Go alcohol. I mean, drink responsibly and get a sober driver. Yeah.
Do you have a sober driver, Jackie? Jackie's going for the, if it's under 2 standard drinks, I'm still all right.
Which it is, because these tend to be lower alcohol, right?
No, the Rothschild cider is a 4% alcohol, so that's pretty standard. Oh. And the Saxton's 5.
Oh.
So again, pretty standard. The 5% for you, Jackie.
But we have snacks with us, and the recommended snack from cider aficionados is cheese and crackers. So we have cheese and crackers, and I guess Jodie will have to break out her mung bean chips.
Actually, I should crack out my flaxseed crackers.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, that's why we have Jackie here, because she's done some research. She's a professional cider taster, right, Jackie?
I am now.
As of 3:15 this afternoon.
So to fully appreciate your cider, you must first smell the cider. The first nose, as aficionados would tell you, consists of sniffing the glass, I guess the liquid inside the glass, without swirling the contents. Then swirl the glass to allow it to release all the nuances of the aroma.
Okay, shall we do that first?
Yes. We'll try. So we're doing the Rochdale cider.
Yeah, we're going to do the berry first.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so take your glasses, people, without breaking. Jackie, you haven't even started drinking yet. She's breaking the dishes.
First nose.
Okay, first nose, everybody. Actually, that's quite good. Hold on, do it again.
Smells like berries.
Second nose.
It's berry good.
Oh, man. That gets you. It works.
You beat me to that. You know, I was totally going to say that. It smells very good.
Do you know? I could just smell this all day.
Now swirl the glass.
Okay. Let's see if that actually releases the aromas.
You guys can swirl it. I've got it in a cup.
We've got ours in a very official looking glass.
Smells very good.
It smells pretty much same to the first nose.
Yeah.
Okay, what now, Jackie? What are we doing?
Okay, now the mouth. We must take little sips, allowing it to pass all over the inside of your mouth.
Ready?
Yep.
And make sure that it gets all over the inside of your mouth with a small sip somehow. No one's kissing. That's just Jackie texting.
I might take another sip.
To fully appreciate
the aromas. It's tasty, eh?
That's the best gluten-free cider I've had.
Peter's never had. He's not an alcohol guy, okay?
Actually, this isn't... You can't really taste much of the alcohol in it.
Yeah, it's really sweet, almost like a cordial, eh? For an alcohol, it's quite cordialness.
I told you, it's just communion wine. It reminds me so much of communion wine. Well, my memory of communion wine.
Or slightly off cordial.
Slightly off cordial. Can you see why I like this one?
What else are we supposed to do?
Oh, that's it, just drink. But if you are tasting a lot of ciders, they recommend you spit between. But we don't need to do that.
I don't want to swallow here.
We're just tasting too. I think that's so you get drunk in the middle of tasting, and then your results are all off.
I could get one of those big spit buckets.
But I don't know if Jodie can drink 8 different types of cider, so we'll just stick to 2.
I was just sitting here, and I was like, I've already felt that first little head rush that you get, where it's like alcohol hitting the bloodstream.
Maybe we'll cut back when we're ready to taste the Saxton apple cider, yeah?
Let's try it first.
Are you sure? You want to do that?
I'm going to cleanse my palate with a cracker.
Cleanse your palate. I'm going to cleanse my palate by swallowing a lot.
I'm going to ask you a question. How do you know if it's got sulfites in it, is it very clear on the labels?
Nope, not all the time, unfortunately.
Well, what can you do?
Do you know, there was, on the back of the packet, sometimes it will say contains sulfites, sometimes it won't. Usually it will actually have, you know how your food, when you look on the ingredients list, tends to have a lot of numbers randomly? The numbers actually correlate to different things. And I'm pretty sure that it's the 72, like 720s are sulfites.
Okay.
I will just have to confirm that. Can we ask Google?
Peter's just okay. Having some,
just have some
cleansing his palate with cheese,
cheese, which has dairy and crackers, which are full of gluten.
Gluten.
Jodie's so intolerant, eh? I can't believe it.
Yeah, I can hardly tolerate it.
I mean, you and I, we embrace all food groups.
I know. It's like we're better than her.
Yeah, we're so tolerant.
You guys are so judgy.
Hey, look up your laptop.
Okay, so I was wrong. It wasn't the 720s. Sulfites are in your additive numbers. It's the 220s. So 220 to 227. If that's on the back of your packet anyway, anywhere, that's a sulfite. Right? So if you're allergic to sulfites, those are the numbers that you avoid in your packaging.
Okay. And you drink this. Well, I'd say that berry soda is really good.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yep. That's real good. Let's try.
I'm sorry, I'm still kind of mad at you guys for being mean to me. Just saying.
Okay. Let's try this apple.
I'm intolerant of
what do we do?
You guys are intolerant of my intolerance. I'm way better than you because I'm not even intolerant of you guys being able to eat gluten.
I'm on different levels.
Blew your mind.
Okay, we got
it's like a tolerance-ception.
Tolerance-ception. Okay, apple cider time.
Yep.
First nose,
bottoms
guys.
Bottoms up. Oh,
ready?
Nose.
This is so classy. I've got the actual bottle here.
This one smells stronger in the alcohol way.
It is 1% more.
Well, 1%.
Oh, sorry. Swirl. Release
the
aroma.
It smells a lot more like a wine than smelling apple, a white wine.
This one reminds me of a really dry white wine. Mm. Oh, yum. I love to. It turns out I really like to smell cider.
You could become a cider snob.
I could, actually. Like, I'm like smelling like, okay.
And smelling, you don't get any of the sulfites, so you could just go around smelling drinks at people's houses.
And you could do wine vineyard tours with me and people would think you were just really classy.
I'm so classy, I don't even drink it. I just sniff the whole time. Do you know, sometimes I cook really, like, delicious-smelling meals for Peter just so I can smell the deliciousness when I can't eat it. It's a sad, sad story.
It's better than sniffing glue, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's have a drink.
Ready, taste. It does have, like, a way more, like, alcoholic-y taste.
Tang.
Taste the apple more, too.
Yeah. But then, when I thought I could eat stuff, I was way more of a, like, I used to really love a good dry white wine, like, really tart. Like, I love that thing where it kind of, like, sucks all the moisture out of your mouth, and you go, oh, that's good. That's what's just happened to me now, so I'm bringing it up.
Okay. All right, so that's another one. Final thoughts on this one?
I think it's pretty good, solid cider.
It is.
Yep. And it turns out if you love a good white wine, you can embrace cider with your gluten-free friends.
I feel like we can all embrace cider. Gluten-free, not gluten-free. These are good options for everybody.
I feel cider could bring us all together into an atmosphere of tolerance and love.
I love you, Jackie. I love you, man.
Oh, we're not at that stage yet. Come on. Now, anyway, the other thing about these drinks, are they hard to find, Jodie?
The Saxton one is not hard to find. Oh, my gosh. It's actually sucked all the moisture out of my mouth to the point where I'm having difficulty talking without a lisp. Let me just balance it out with the berry. Hold on. Give me a second. Oh, berry cider. So good. Refreshing, isn't it? The Saxton one is available at every Countdown. Like every Countdown everywhere. 4-pack, miles of them.
You can count on them to keep prices down.
And 2 flavours.
Oh, yeah. There's pear and apple. No, Jackie's tried the pear one. No, you haven't. Have you tried the pear one?
Yeah.
Which one did you prefer, the pear or the apple?
I think I prefer the apple.
See, I'm like, I could do either. I quite like them both. Good. Yeah, yeah. The apple maybe, like, wins by a nose. See what I did there?
Yeah. I'm going to have to edit that big laughing noise out. But anyway, so... You can find the pair of them at Countdown, right?
Anyway.
At Countdown. So what about the Rochdale cider?
The Rochdale is a bit harder to find, to be honest. The only place that stocks it, Pack and Save had it briefly.
Yeah.
Countdown's never had it. And New World depends on the New World. So,
yeah, Celebrity New World. That's the one in, where is that?
Freeman's Bay.
Freeman's Bay New World. It's the flashiest New World I've ever been. But
and it has celebrities.
Yeah. We call it Celebrity New World.
Because it has celebrities.
Because it has Rochdale cider. I mean, celebrities.
I saw Yannicka Terrell in there. Who did you
Can't see? Even say his name.
Her name. Anyway, who did you see there, Jodie?
I've seen Kerry Woodham, John Campbell. I've seen...
So you've been shopping with Kerry Woodham and John Campbell.
I have.
Have you seen John Campbell there?
I've seen John Campbell there.
You've seen John Campbell live.
I have seen John Campbell live. I saw Natalia Kills there before she did that crazy thing on TV, and then they shipped her and her husband off to another country.
Oh, yeah.
You might say it killed her career.
Have you seen anyone there, Jackie?
I used to see Mark Ellis there quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. He shops here all the time.
And that guy off Studio 2, Matt. I love Matt. He's awesome.
He's so cool.
I mean, he's on a lotto, and you have to, like, you only see him once a week now, but...
Sad times. I love Matt.
Anyway, yeah, so Celebrity New World
just
has
a Rochdale. Just a shout out to Matt. If you're out there, Matt, and you're listening to our podcast, call us. Call us. Don't leave 3 days.
I hope you're listening because about 7 people usually listen. So
if probably wanna... about 3 now after all of this.
Anyway, so anywhere else apart from Celebrity New World?
Celebrity New World's the only place that consistently has it.
Yeah, we used to find it in Papakura New World, but
only randomly, like every now and again, and sometimes they wouldn't have it and sometimes they would, and it was always a bit of a pain to find. But yeah, if you can find it, it's really yum.
But don't buy it all, leave one for Jodie.
Yeah, make sure, yeah, wherever you are in the country, I will come and find that last bottle. Like hashtag leave a bottle for Jodie.
You can visit them in Nelson, that's where it's brewed. Guess where we're going for our next holiday?
Saxton's in Nelson too, the Saxton cider.
Both of them are brewed in Nelson. Oh, wow. Oh my goodness. 30th birthday wine tour in Nelson.
Cider tour.
Darn it, cider tour doesn't have the same ring to it.
Well, I bet you're going to book the seat beside her.
Beside her?
Yeah. All right.
This is deteriorating faster than I thought it would.
Yeah, we're going to continue... sipping at these ciders. Thanks for listening, guys. And don't forget to look us up on Facebook and like us on there. What else have we got? Email? What's our email address?
Where can you listen to this wonderful podcast?
On iTunes or podomatic.com.
I'm just guessing if you're already listening to it, you've figured out where to find it.
Yeah, but you could tell your friends.
Tell your friends!
Yeah, and thanks for coming, Jackie.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime there's cider, there's Jackie.
Well, anytime Jodie's drinking cider, Jackie's right beside her. Again.
Wow. Did you just reuse Jackie's joke?
Yeah.
He's going to edit out my joke, let's face it.
He edits out Jackie.
Claim it as his own.
Anyway, so...
Like, cut it all up so we all laugh at his one, eh?
So let's say it on 3. Thanks for listening, and...
Thanks for tolerating us.